On the way next, brought to you by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move. Also by Tall Grass Motors and by First Baptist Church.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
And a community connection on 1400 K1 and Kay Little in to help me out a little bit this morning. We are featuring the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, Ollie at OSU, and courses are starting next week. Good morning, Kay.
Yes, good morning, Charlie. It's good to see you and be here.
Nice to have you in, and not first thing Monday morning, but you get to start off your classes Monday afternoon.
Yes.
But let's just start it off chronologically. Clutter busting. Who doesn't need to get rid of some stuff?
I know. That's what I was thinking when he was talking Sunday. I was like, ooh, I need to take his class.
You know, even if you did it a few years ago, stuff creeps back in.
It does, because I've done it a little bit, but yeah.
Stuff is kind of like hard drives. We put it in, but we never take it out. You know, it just accumulates. Yeah. And it's nice to have a systematic way to both reorganize and say, wait a minute, do I really need this?
Right.
You know,
yeah.
So could be interesting. And I think
it will be, yes.
There is a textbook that you can pre-order, but I think it's going to be a fun class. Kevin Bennett always has a good time.
Yes, yes, does. I think it'll be fun. It would be hard for me, though, as a historian, because I tend to save things for history's sake.
I think you're probably right, because, well, it's like we all say, you know, I might need that next week.
Exactly. Yeah. I say that all the time.
Yeah. Well, let's talk history just a little bit. Not that I want to shortchange Kevin, but I think let's take advantage of the expertise. ABCs and 1-2-3s.
Yes.
Washington County one-room schools, and there were a lot more than I thought there were.
Yes, we had up to 75 one-room schools in Washington County at one time, because the schools were just every mile or two out in the country to help with the families of those farmers out there. And that's why you had small schools and didn't have that many students in each school also. But yeah, it's very fascinating to study all the schools. We're going to talk about not only the one-room schools, but we're going to talk about all the schools as much as we can in the Washington County area that are gone, and even some that are still here.
I was going to ask, are there still remnants of some of those one-room schools?
There is. I know of at least two. That one of them is in Dewey and was used for a church for a while, and then an antique store. I'm not sure what it's being used for now. And then there's another one that is at the bottom of Circle Mountain, and Aldridge Landscaping used it for a while. I think it's sitting empty now, but.
And I, you know, I look at some of the tests that were given in the 1800s, and I say to myself, I don't think I could pass that test.
I don't know too many people that could. And that was eighth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, most of those early schools only went through the eighth grade. In fact, when I sometimes am a school marm at Little House on the Prairie, up in Independence, Kansas, and I talk about how Laura graduated from the eighth grade, took a test, and became a teacher, and she was like just 1 year older maybe than some of her students. She did go on to get more education, but still, so many of those teachers only had eighth grade.
Yeah, and I mean, okay, I don't want to diminish what is going on. We talk about setting high standards. We talk about getting, you know, good information out to the students today, and we are.
Right.
But you know, for the education that those students got, many of them who didn't complete sixth grade, you know, we did a great job.
Yes, I believe so. I mean, you're always going to have some bad ones. There's always bad
you think?
Teachers. But for the most part, there's good teachers. Yes.
Yeah. Are you going to be going into not only the school building, but the educational process at the time?
Of one-room schools, yes. Yeah. We're going to talk about what school was like. During that time, we are going to, one of the days, we're going to go to the Bartlesville Area History Museum, where they have a one-room school, and we're going to actually partake in a lesson. I'm going to let them see what it was like to the lessons were like in a one-room school.
And I think that's going to be fun because the older students were surrogate teachers too.
Sometimes that's true. Yes. Yeah. When you have one teacher for grades 1 through 8, you have to depend on your older students. It's a lot like I homeschooled my boys after I had taught in the classroom, and I tell people it's a lot like a large homeschool family.
Okay.
You know, because you have your older ones helping you with the younger ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And besides that, I think that at some point in time, there is that natural urge to just help the person sitting next to you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. So that's true.
The two of you, of course, Betty Kime gets to kind of team teach that with
yes.
you. How do you divide it up?
We've had a couple of meetings. We've just sat down and said, okay, what school do you want to talk about? What school do you want to talk about? So I'm going to give the information about the one-room schools the first week. The next week, she and I we have divided up the elementary schools.
Mm-hmm.
And then the high schools, and we'll team teach in the one-room school. And we're going to talk about high schools. We're going to talk about the colleges. And there are some of the schools that have been here that a lot of people don't know about, like secretarial, business, those kinds of schools. We're going to talk about those. And, you know, the elementary schools that are no longer here.
Mm-hmm.
But we just sat down and divided it all up, as you know, so that she would have half and I would have half.
That's a great
way. And I team teach really well together.
Mm-hmm.
When I was at the History Museum, she was still a teacher at Kane.
Right.
And she was one of my best teachers that helped me a lot. And so now she's doing what I used to do.
Kind of inheriting the partnership.
Yeah, yes.
It sounds like it's going to work out real well. ABCs and 1, 2, 3s, the history of Washington County schools, and you will be meeting at the Christian Church.
Yes, yes. Kevin will be there in the morning, and we'll be there in the afternoon on Mondays.
It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Right. Yeah.
If people have not had the opportunity to register, they can still register?
Yes. In fact, I think you can even register to the day of the class.
I don't know any instructor in Ollie that would turn somebody away.
No, that's right.
Yeah, here's the paper. Fill out the paperwork. Send it in. Let's get going.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and I think you can go online. Looks like education.okstate.edu/Ollie and enroll there also.
Retired Judge Jan Dreiling will be picking up a topic with which she is well known.
I know, it sounds interesting. I would love to take that class. I wish I could. I'm not available on Tuesdays right now, but her classes have been very popular.
Yeah. And she said, you know, you can't change the names and the dates, but she tries to present woman suffrage from a different perspective every time she does.
Right, and she adds to it every time she teaches it, which with history, I know how that is. You're always finding out new things and sharing, like to share with other people.
Yep, that is. And of course, Judge Dreiling will be presenting at the Arvest Bank East Side branch.
Uh-huh.
She's got a massive classroom to fill, so
yes,
plenty of room, I'm sure.
I'm sure she'll have a large class anyway, yes.
Yep. But she's taught five Ollie classes on the topic before. And
yes. And not only in Bartlesville, but in Tulsa, too.
Yeah, I think she's done 3 in Tulsa. I think
so, yes.
So
very popular.
Yes, it is. It's going to be, I think, a great class. And
I agree.
Somebody that is driven to dig and get those details.
That's right.
The Great Decision Story 2017. Great Decisions has been an ongoing series of classes, but Gordon Stallings is his first chance to step in front of the classroom.
Yes, and I think that'll be very interesting. He's very knowledgeable and seems very passionate about this, so mm-hmm. I think it'll be good.
Yep,
I think Tuesday afternoons, yes.
And looking at the topics to be covered, there is a optional textbook you can pick up, but some of those things are torn literally right out of the headlines of today's current events. Nuclear security, U.S. foreign policy and petroleum, Saudi Arabia, conflict in the South China Sea, trade and politics, future of Europe. Yeah, right there.
Right. Yeah.
We will continue and spend a little bit more time talking about Ollie and Bartlesville and how you can get signed up in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Spending a little bit of time this morning with Kay Little talking about the upcoming OLLI courses for this spring semester. And it's a series of 6 weeks of instruction.
Once a week, yes.
It's a great buy. You can start in Bartlesville, but you can take classes in Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Stillwater.
And I believe UConn used to be. Yeah, are they still?
I believe they still are.
No,
Tulsa, Bartlesville, Stillwater, and Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
From what I see on the front cover, anyway.
It is, yes.
A returning favorite, and Diane Dixon. For a short lady, she packs a lot of stuff.
She is a ball of fire. In fact, when I was at the History Museum and in charge of the one-room school, she was probably our best, at least one of our best school marms, because she could make them cry even.
Wow.
She was really stern, because that's how she believed they were.
Well, and you know,
but
I bet
she is a ball of fire.
She is. And having spent her educational career primarily with gifted students,
yes,
she's picking up those lessons that she learned in the classroom and saying it applies to everybody.
Exactly. And I think this will be a very good course. And all ages need to work on that.
I think this is an opportunity that she could take on the road.
That's right.
The world economy, certainly something that we all need to learn more about. Certified public accountant Dwight Short, and this is
preview party was very interesting with all the different items he brought and asked everybody what they had in common, and basically it was they were made in China or something like that. I thought that was interesting.
It was that all those things with Bartlesville or OU or OSU logos on them, made in China.
Yeah.
Okay. But we're stimulating the state economy because we're selling them here. Anyway.
Well, that's true. That's how you have to look at it.
But I think this is going to be some interesting discussions.
Right.
I don't think he's going to shy away from the political implications, but the topic is economics.
Yes. Definitely.
Oh, and I get to have a little bit of fun Thursday evenings.
Yes, that's going to be a great class.
Courtroom dramas have interested us from radio dramas. Perry Mason started out on the radio, made the transition to television. We're not talking Perry Mason, but dramas in or around courtroom. Everything from, some of the I'll say, very familiar stories, 12 Angry Men, Anatomy of a Murder, but also a couple of the others, Judgment at Nuremberg, Inherit the Wind, some just good stories that always involve conflict and always different points of view, and we get the opportunity to have a little bit of fun with people with emphatic feelings at times.
Yes. Yeah, I think this will be a great class. Of course, your classes are always very popular.
Well, we have a good time. As long as I can find a good story to tell, I think we're in good shape.
Which you always do.
I think courtroom dramas tell a good story. Just looking at 12 Angry Men, I told this story Sunday afternoon. Actually started off as one of those one-hour TV dramas made for, I forget, CBS Playhouse or one of those dramatization. Henry Fonda saw it on television in 1954 and said, he wanted to basically make a movie out of that story. Mm-hmm. Expanded it out to something less than 2 hours and expanded several of the characters, but found a director who had done nothing but TV shows before, picked a cast who, other than two Hollywood types, were Broadway and television actors, and made an award-winning show out of it.
That's great. Yeah.
Otto Preminger, Anatomy of a Murder, Judgment at Nuremberg, history, but hitting again the personal items in there, and seeing some actors who went on later for other careers. Again, a very young William Shatner in there, and
cool.
and some of the actors who went on, and we say, oh, wait a minute, that's Colonel Klink. You know, it's just some.
I know, I love to do that. Watch the old movies, and you know, try to figure out who they are, what they did.
Yeah, so it's a series of seven classes. For Bartlesville, right? Two and two and two, yeah, seven.
Yes.
And you get to sign up for all the other classes across the state if you want to go.
Right, exactly. And you should look into some of them that are in Tulsa. In fact, Charlie's going to be doing a class in Tulsa.
Picking up another series on I Love Hitchcock.
Yes.
Will be Monday afternoons at Circle Cinema in Tulsa.
Well, that's cool. You get to go to a theater.
Yeah. So it's always neat to get those films up on the really big screen.
Exactly.
And you know, enjoy them the way they were meant to be shown.
Right.
And the five of the six that I'm going to be presenting in Tulsa were films that Hitchcock reacquired the rights to as his daughter Pat's inheritance.
Oh, okay.
And so he bought up the rights to those shortly after they were released, and then held on to them. They couldn't be shown legally on TV for a couple of decades after his death, because they were Pat's inheritance.
Yes.
So.
Well, neat.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Spend a little bit of time with Hitchcock and some classic film in Bartlesville and Tulsa.
Great.
How do people get signed up?
You can go to the website. You can come to one of the classes, like as we said earlier, and sign up. But just
we've got the course material books here. We can
In fact, the catalogs are all over town, probably at the library, the History Museum, several places in Dewey, I know, and here at the radio station. Yes, so. Pick up a book and decide which classes you want to take.
And again, no homework, no grades,
right.
No assignments.
Yes.
Come learn for the enjoyment of it.
Exactly.
I hope you get a full room and
<You too>.
Overfill your one-room schoothouses.
Thanks.
Kay Little with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.
Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice.